Welcome to Family Healing with Rose and Dr. Pat. Are you struggling with painful, exhausting family relationships? Those relationships are in the heart of Rose's practice, and she believes they are the key ingredient in the recovery to our well-being. During the show, Rose will teach you how to take ownership and responsibility for your energy that comes to you, as well as what you send out. What if your family is not the one you would have wished for? During this show, Rose and Dr. Pat will help you understand how to set boundaries, get long-deserved relief, achieve peace of mind, and even reconcile. Get ready to explore your possibilities coming from hardship to shining again. Family Healing with Rose starts now.
Wow, everybody, welcome. Look, this is a great show. I am so honored that I get to take this journey with most amazing Rose. And what I love about this, and I love about the topic today, is that these are conversations that if you're somebody like me and you've grown up, you know, they're very difficult to have without the guidance and direction of somebody like Rose, who is committed and dedicated her life to really helping all of us out there with family healing. That's what the show's about. And this particular episode, we're going to get right into it, right, Rose? Let me ask you this question, all of you out there. Is it ever what it actually looks like? What if it wasn't? What if it is not what it looks like? What do we mean by that? Rose, right?
Yes. Hello, everybody. So as we go through our lives, we learn and pick ideas, convictions, beliefs about what is right, what is wrong, about ourselves, the friends, family, life happens. Last time I spoke about the elephant and the flea and the four levels of consciousness, the core, genetic, society, and soul. Let me add, last time I forgot to say, the society level also includes history and past lives. Okay. So today we are going to speak about how these levels interact and how to unravel it all. So let's start off the top. How do the core level and the genetic level interact? The childhood and our ancestors. So for example, I hate my father. However, through the genes, I actually hate myself because his genes are in every cell of my body. Can you imagine the level of self-loathing this generates in every cell of your body, 24/7? Now, through my genes, if I have children, I pass this parent hate and self-hate to my children. They have nothing to do with this. They will hate themselves and they will hate me automatically. And this without ever being aware of it and even without knowing why. Okay? I mean, all the parents have pretty much experienced that I hate you from our children, those screams. Another example, I hate my ex. My ex was toxic. My ex was a narcissist. My ex was ta-ta-ta. Okay?
Right.
Okay, but if you have children, I'm sorry to bring it to you, but you also hate your children through their genes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the children somehow know it, in spite that you never say it out loud, in spite that you never say, I hate your mother directly to them, or I hate you directly to them. On the contrary, out loud you say, I love you, honey. But deep inside, you're passing the message of hate. So there we have a mixed messages to our children, the love and hate relationship.
Yeah. Okay. Also, Rose, let me ask you a question about this because you're so right about it. I mean, not only do we know, we can feel it, but even if you have pets and dogs, I mean, I had a dog that could pick up the energy of anger and hate in a minute, and you knew it, even if everybody's smiling, And sometimes that's very confusing, isn't it? Because, you know, on the one hand, you know that you're getting the energy of hate coming towards you, even if the person doing it is smiling. It's very confusing. And it's actually disturbing if this happens over and over again. And I think that's also what you're talking about. It's not just a one-time thing. It's like a pattern, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good.
Exactly. You hit the nail right there. I have another example. Mom, dad, I'm gay. Some of us say, I love you, honey, no matter what. And some of us say, get out, you're not my child anymore.
Yep.
They deny your truth, they deny you. And at the same time, without knowing, they deny themselves. And maybe you start denying yourself inside. Outside, on the surface, no, I stand to myself, I appreciate myself the way I am. But deep inside, there is a denial.
Yeah.
So these are just a few examples, okay? Just think about this. How do we behave toward people that we hate? How do we behave around people that we know hate us?
Yeah.
And how do children react or behave when they feel hate?
Yeah. This is such an important conversation, Rose. Let me ask you about this too. And let's talk about side effects as we go forward. Because it's one thing to have that absorbed in the cellular aspects of who you are. What I mean cellular is you're absorbing this maybe for decades as a child and even as an adult, right? You know, it's not something that easily changes when a family dynamic has it, right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then what happens is at some point, either in those years or as an adult, you run up against somebody that is not hating you, but is very firm in their tone. I run into this all the time with my coaches. I run into this in business. You know, when you're working with somebody and they have a very firm tone, they're not disrespectful, but it's about business. That could trigger everything we're talking about from a person that doesn't hate you.
From a person that just met you, from a person that's actually there to help you.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. The mirror.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now we spent all these years surrounded by hate and we're trying to work with it. We're trying to live with it. We're trying to handle it on the surface. We're trying to keep the family together. Well, we argue here and there, of course. There is problem at school. We work with the school, with the counselors, therapy, working very hard on the symptoms. The undesired behavior. Symptoms is the undesired behavior. More often than not, with little or no results. Or it's just really, really hard to get results. So I'm going to explain a little bit more here that hate. If I hate myself, how can I expect others not to hate me? Because we attract and create what we are. And we are what we believe deep inside what we are, not what the ego says. And so in the end, it's not my toxic ex or my toxic spouse, friend or my toxic boss, mothers. It's me. It starts with me. So that's what I do. I help people to find out about themselves, to look inside what's here. What is it that I am creating? How come and why? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Rose, look, let me ask you this question, because this is really, this is so important to the core work you do with people. You know, I haven't met many people in my life that have wanted to be in a state of fear, in a state of hate, in a state of anxiety. I'm not saying there isn't anybody, but most of the people that I've met or I've worked with or I've coached, they don't want to be in that state. Isn't that why you do what you're doing and why we're talking about this today? To let people know that they can change this, right?
Yep. It can be changed. And it's so surprising how easily it can be changed.
But it is, because this is your life. This is what you've helped people with. And that's what's so important about your show. It's really to provide people with a way to create this positive transformation in their life. But you have to work with somebody that knows what they're doing and has been through it and understands it. This is your area of expertise. That's why we're talking about the mirror effect. And then we're talking about society as well. There's so many ways that this affects a person, right?
Yes, yes, exactly. So when you start working on yourself with a coach or with a healer, and you discover all these programs, beliefs that you have, that you've been carrying inside for a really long time, how you discover how they affect you, how they affect your work, your family, your friendships, your relationships, and you work on it and you start changing. You change. Now, I have a question here. You can only change yourself, you cannot change others. True or false? Yeah, it's a trick question. Both.
Well, I was just going to say, I know for my, please comment on this. I know when I've changed, it was very awkward at first, right? When people saw me change, and I changed for a lot of reasons. Once I walked away from drugs and alcohol, like over 3 decades ago, I didn't know how to become a person. I had to learn. But once I started to change, it took a while for people to know it. And my change then impacted in a positive way their response to me. Does that even make sense, what I just said right there?
Yes.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. It was kind of unexpected. It's like, oh my gosh, we're actually being nice to each other.
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Because there is a side effect. That's the side effect of this work. For example, I have the belief I hate myself and my children, young or teenagers, or my husband. They keep yelling at me, "I hate you." And I keep asking them, "Okay, come on, you don't speak like that to your mother, you know, and start acting out," and so forth. And nothing happens. So now, the moment I address on energy level with the work, my belief, "I hate myself," and change it to, "I do not hate myself," my young children, the same children, all the same teenagers, stop yelling at me, because the moment I address the root and I shift it, that "I hate myself" to "I do not hate myself," this trickles down to the DNA, to my children, to the grandchildren, to the generations after. Okay? And we are changing others through working on ourselves. And also we are changing their future. Now, this healing also triggers back up to the ancestors. And we are, by healing ourselves, we are changing them, and we can be changing their past. That's why we say in energy work that there is no time or space. One of the reasons. Now, this energetic works is also the work that breaks generational karma, where we stop the undesired behaviors. And so by healing myself, I heal my children, and I help my parents, my grandparents, and others change without doing anything, okay? Now, another, and we already spoke about it a little, we touched on it, is the mirror effect. The people around us, they reflect right back to us what we need to work on. Some do it automatically without even knowing, like that would be perhaps the case of the people that your coaches that were working with you, that were there to help you. And it just happens automatically. Like when sun comes in my eyes, I put a hand up. There is nothing behind it. But others do it by purpose. And these are those that made a promise to us prior to incarnation. I will help you with this challenge. I'll be there for you. And these are the people. This is the family and friends. That's the closest ones.
Yes.
So yes, I repeat it again. We choose our family.
Yeah.
You may think on the surface, this is not what I wanted. This is not what I wish for. But we chose them for a reason.
Yeah. Okay. I am so clear about that today, Rose. I can't say enough. I know this is a really short interview, but I hope we do another show specifically on the fact that we do choose. And as painful as some of this might seem, like I look back now and I know, I was just talking with somebody about this morning. I look back now and I know I would not be here today and the person I am today if I didn't have all those experiences. And there are several I can point to. You know, listen to what just happened. Did you hear me stutter? I'm stuttering. Did you hear me? I stuttered as a kid. Just the very fact that I am trying to talk to you about this little bit right here, I just went back to that little stutter. See, and I'm continuing to do it. But this is really what you're talking about, right? And it just so happens this morning, somebody asked me about my story and I was sharing it. Now, I have come a long way. I don't talk about it the way I did. So help us understand now how we unravel this, because that's what you do. You help people unravel, because once you can unravel it, you can understand which piece is your energetic notebook and which belongs to somebody else.
Okay. Before we go to unraveling, I just want to add the society.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So we had the core and genetic, and then the society with the society pressure comes to it. And in terms of family, what family is supposed to be like, okay? What we should do, how we should feel, act, and if not, we are victims or villains. So there is a third level. Now, the soul can come into game also when we are not aligned. We can, with the soul, we can go through strange experiences, okay? So these four together, and we end up living the life of either a core 4-year-old or genetic, our ancestors, or the society, whatever they expect from us, or the soul. We are driven by the soul. When we die, we have no clue what's going on because we are disconnected, okay? Where is my life? I want my life back. So how do we get to that? I call the process resolving, since we are here for a reason, to experience, to learn, to connect with each other, yes, with each other, not just. I propose to ask some questions. Who's interested? Some might find it difficult. Some might be welcoming. For some, it might be very welcoming because they explain why. Step one, why did I choose to be born? What is my mission? What did I come to learn? Step two, why did I choose my family? Why did I choose my mother, my father, my brother, my wife, my husband? Why my children? And in these close relationships, the mirror effect is very strong. So what triggers you and gives you grief is exactly what you need to work. That is exactly what we need to work on. That is why we came here. And we chose a family so they can help us. They will help us. They will provide. They will not give up. Okay? If I hate myself, my children will be yelling it back to me until I don't learn. So, We start with ourselves. The next step, after we answer these two huge categories, the next step is to go into ourselves here and now. And we do this through muscle testing. Now, muscle testing comes from kinesiology, and it's a great tool to find about ourselves, to find things that are invisible, that we are not aware of. Okay. For those that would like to find out more about it, I invite them to go on the internet, or great source, or they can go also on my website, familyhealingwithrose.com, and I put two small videos about muscle testing. Okay. So why muscle testing? Muscle testing because I am not here to tell you what you need to work on. I am here only to guide you and help you. I'm an intuitive coach. I'm not your mother. I'm not going to tell you what to do, what you have to work on. I only guide you so that you yourself learn about yourself and find out and make an informed decision and take steps to move forward. Okay? So we start with ourselves. We muscle test. We muscle test on accept myself, I love myself, I hate myself, I forgive myself, and so forth. Now, if the answer is no, the reaction is no, then we need, these are not beneficial programs to live by, because self-hate is not beneficial. So we're going to dig deeper and find out what is going on, okay? We start with, where is it coming from? Why? This is the root. Okay, it is crucial because everybody has their own unique story. If I smoke and cannot quit, emotion to this attached will be, I hate myself. But what is the root? The root could be, in past life, I was a violent person and realized I was wrong. Or in this life, my mother repeatedly told me how bad I was.
Yeah.
It's a different route.
Yeah.
Okay. So the route is one thing what happened. The reaction to deal with it is how I cope. I hate myself, for example. The symptom is I smoke. If we only address the nicotine addiction, the symptom is difficult. So next big question is, how does it serve you? How does it serve you to live with this? Okay. Because, for example, it serves me to hate myself. As long as I hate myself, I will never, ever repeat those terrible actions again. Next question is, what have you learned? Maybe I learned that violence is wrong. Or maybe my mother only spoke with harsh criticism to me because she loved me and wanted me to learn quickly through pointing out my errors. Okay. And then we shift the energy. Once we get answers to all these questions, we shift the energy. How do we shift the energy? Either you work with a healer, with the intuitive coach, or with your own intention. I do invite people to try to do it on their own. Okay, intention is the key. Close your eyes, relax, and say, I'm releasing this in your head. Okay, I hate myself, out. Imagine and visualize it any way you want. Okay, leaving you. At the same time, however, it must be replaced. Because if it's not replaced, then you take something out, there is a hole, a vacuum, it's going to come right back or something else. So one goes out. And then you imagine, I hate myself no more. Okay? And you imagine whichever way again works for you, sprinkles, shower, little stars, whatever, waves, okay? Bright light into yourself, let it settle, and you're done. And so we could do this exercise, the whole exercise for us. I accept myself, I love myself, I hate myself, I forgive myself, okay? For all the kinds of emotions that may come to us. So that's for me. And then we proceed to the rest of the family. The parents, one by one. Maybe the siblings, maybe the exes, maybe, and so forth. Okay? So that's how we can work on it.
Yeah. And I love the way you described it, because first of all, let me just recap real quick. One is muscle testing can get very, very specific. And I'm so glad you put the video up. Please mention your website again, if you don't mind doing that right now, Rose, because okay. People can do that, take a look at everything we're talking about and also work with you.
Yes, familyhealingwithrose.com. And yes, you say it very correctly. Muscle testing can be very specific. And even, I'm going to say it for the people, for English is not their native language. If your language is a different language, when you muscle test, you always muscle test in your own language.
Yeah. Perfect. Rose, thank you for today. This is really exciting, because I know for myself, I have benefited so much from what you've talked about and also for how to apply it in our lives. I want to ask you one last question. Thank you so much for today. What is your personal message? What would you like to leave people with today?
Well, I would like to say that our behavior, as well as our invisible energies, affect not only us. So be responsible for your energy. We attract what is inside of us, not what we think is inside of us. And it is not what it looks like, folks. If not resolved, what we inherit from our parents, we live their lives. Our energy in turn affects the people that we love. They live our lives. We are passing on our traumas and dramas down the line to the people that we love the most.
Yeah.
So if you think that what happened to you should be kept as a secret, or suck it up, breathe really deep inside, guess what? You're not doing that. You are passing it on. So instead, resolve it. Okay. Take energy for your take responsibility for your energy. Because it's not only, are you mad? Well, pull yourself together and act professionally. The right. Responsibility goes deeper and much farther.
Well, Rose, thank you so much. One last time, send everybody to the right place to get a lot of information about you.
Okay. If you want to find out more, please go to familyhealingwithrose.com, and it will be my pleasure to answer all your questions, work with you, help you.
Right. Oh, my gosh. And we've got more to come from Rose. So we're going to take a short break right now. Stay tuned for future episodes of Healing with Rose and much more to come, because you can heal and you can have an amazing life. We'll be right back.
Thank you for joining Family Healing with Rose and Dr. Pat. Join live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Come to unpack how it's possible to bounce back from your hardship and shine again. We don't have to be trapped in the memories of our past. There is another way. We don't have to take whatever life throws at us, even family. Continue to learn how our family history, our story, and society are all intertwined. For more information, please visit familyhealingwithrose.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.